This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Vice President Kamala Harris met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to talk about the war in Gaza on Thursday.
So I just had a frank and constructive meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. I told him that I will always ensure that Israel is able to defend itself, including from Iran and Iran-backed militias such as Hamas and Hezbollah.
The conversation came days after she launched her White House campaign, forcing Harris to confront one of the most divisive issues within the Democratic Party.
I also expressed with the Prime Minister my serious concern about the scale of human suffering in Gaza, including the death of far too many innocent civilians.
Harris did not deviate from President Joe Biden's approach to the conflict, but she did place a heavier emphasis on alleviating Palestinian suffering. Saboteurs have paralyzed the French high-speed rail network hours before the start of the Paris Olympics. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
France's renowned high-speed rail network has been hit with widespread acts of vandalism, including arson attacks, paralyzing travel to Paris from across the rest of France and Europe. The nation's sports minister, Amélie Oudéa-Castéra, hits out at the perpetrators of the attacks on the eve of the Olympic opening ceremony, saying it's appalling.
I condemn them extremely strongly. It's just unacceptable. It's probably a large-scale sabotage with some malicious acts probably coordinating.
The minister hasn't yet identified who's behind the vandalism. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said he had, quote, full confidence in the French authorities despite the sabotaging of the train system just hours before the Paris Games opening ceremony on Friday. This is VOA News. United States authorities in Texas have arrested a historic leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
The Justice Department says Ismael El Mayo Zambada, a historic leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, the son of another infamous cartel leader, were arrested in El Paso on Thursday. A leader of the cartel for decades, alongside Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Zambada was known for running the cartel's smuggling operations, but keeping a lower profile. The Drug Enforcement Administration had offered a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to his capture. The Justice Department says the Sinaloa cartel is one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world. I'm Norman Hall.
The United States military is building infrastructure in northern Australia to help it project power into the South China Sea if a crisis with China erupts. A Reuters review of documents and interviews with U.S. and Australian defense officials shows. Ryan Brooks reports.
From above, it's clear to see that Tyndall Air Base, set in remote shrubland of northern Australia, was designed as a small airfield with fast jets in mind. Now it's buzzing with new construction. The United States has quietly begun overhauling it, constructing hundreds of millions of dollars worth of facilities there to support B-52 bombers, F-22 stealth fighters, and refueling and transport aircraft. The expansion aims to help U.S. ally Australia project power into the South China Sea if any crisis erupts with Beijing. The Australian government also has its own program of new projects at Tyndall, spending $980 million on hangars, a new airport terminal, and other facilities.
Ryan Brooks from Reuters. The Park Fire burning near Chico has become the largest in California this year. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Authorities say the wildfire in Butte County started when a man pushed a burning car into a gully. Now the blaze has burned more than 195 square miles near the city of Chico. County resident Lisa Braza tells a reporter from KRCR-TV she can see the smoke from the blaze.
It's scary. It's really scary.
Residents in Butte and Tehama counties have been told to evacuate. In California, near the Nevada line, some 1,000 residents who had to flee their homes on Monday still are not able to return. A wildfire started by lightning has now burned more than 4 square miles. I'm Donna Warder.
Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has promised to expand cooperation with Pyongyang in a message to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea's foreign ministry said on its website on Friday. The message came as a reply to Pyongyang's sending of congratulations on the National Day of Belarus, the statement said. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA.